Simon & Schuster Audio presents Foul Lady Fortune by Chloe Gong, read by Emily Wu Zeller.
For my grandmothers and great aunts.
仅此献给我的阿娘、那不和我的小安娜，你一步，修一步。
Time travels in diverse paces with diverse persons. I'll tell you who time ambles with all, who time trots with all, who time gallops with all, and who he stands still with all. Shakespeare, As You Like It. Prologue, 1928. Out in the countryside, it doesn't matter how loud you scream. The sound travels through the warehouse, echoing once over in the tall ceiling slats, booming through the space and into the dark night. When it escapes, it merges into the howling wind until it is only another part of the storm that rages outside. The soldiers shuffle nervously toward the warehouse entrance, pulling at the heavy door until it slides closed, though the rain falls heavily enough that it has already soaked onto the flooring and stained the concrete in a dark semicircle. The faintest whistle of a train comes from the distance. Despite the infinitesimal chance they will be caught by any soul passing by, their instructions were clear. Guard the perimeter. No one can know what is happening here. What is the final verdict? Successful. I think it is successful. The soldiers are spread out across the warehouse, but two scientists stand around a table at the center. They stare impassively at the scene before them, at the test subject strapped down by thick buckles, forehead beaded with sweat. Another convulsion tears through the subject from head to toe, but their voice has grown hoarse from shrieking, and so their mouth merely pulls wide and soundless this time. Then it works. It works. We have the first part complete now. One of the scientists, putting a pen behind their ear, signals to a soldier, who approaches.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?